Consecrate me now to thy service by your power, O God of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. I want to greet everyone here in the sanctuary and those who are visiting with us via Zoom to worship with us. Good morning, and thank you for your presence today. Last week, I was a little nervous, and so I forgot to introduce my husband. I wanted to just introduce my husband. I know I introduced him individually, but my husband, Calvin, just want to acknowledge him today. And a few guests who have come to visit with Christ Community Church. Amen. And so today's message is found in the book of Matthew, verses 24 and 26. And I titled it, A Worthy Sacrifice. Matthew is a powerful writer. He imparts to us information about Jesus Christ that the other gospel writers don't share with us. For instance, in the Gospel of Matthew, he wrote about the two expressions of the kingdom, one being the kingdom of heaven and the other, the kingdom of God. Unlike the other gospels, Matthew, in one way or another, relates to the claim which the king makes upon those who will share in his kingdom. In this 16th chapter of Matthew, Jesus is in the region of Caesarea Philippi. That is north of Galilee, near the slopes of Mount Hermon, a region known for being pagan. And what this means is that people in this region, they worship other gods. We find Jesus in four discourses, which is another fancy word for conversations. And in these conversations, he is talking with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who challenged him to show them a sign from heaven. And then he begins a conversation with the disciples about the leaven of the Pharisees. And the conversation continues with Jesus speaking to the disciples concerning his church and what it will be, and that it will be built upon him. And then the final conversation was concerning his sufferings for them and theirs for him. And the last is which we will focus our sermon for today on. The word disciple appears in the New Testament, beginning in the 10th chapter of Matthew, with the words, "A disciple is not above his master," and ends in John 3 and 5, when Jesus began to wash the disciples' feet. In Jesus's conversation with the 12, in this text, he laid out the conditions of discipleship. It is appropriate to note, this was not only for his disciples' benefit, but so they might instruct others and examine their own standing. Observe what he said regarding what it would take to be a true disciple. He said, you must first deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. And this is a deliberate choice to follow Christ. And when we look at Jesus's brief public ministry, we'll see the crucial role of disciple making, evident when he called his disciples, inviting them to serve in ministry alongside him. And when he sent them out, two by two. This would suggest, I believe, that he desired that his disciples become vitally united with him, a desire that is also reflected in his words, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you." And that's in John 15:4. It is also clear from verses such as Romans 8:9, 2 Corinthians 3:18, and Philippians 1:16, that Jesus is committed to his followers' spiritual formation. So much so that he transformed curious crowds and self-interest individuals into devoted disciples. And while we know that Jesus' command is clearly stated in his word about what it takes to be a disciple, however, the looming question for new converts continue to be, what is a disciple? And how am I to make disciples? These two questions deserve attention. A disciple is one who responds in faith and obedience to the gracious call to follow Jesus Christ. Being a disciple is a lifelong process of dying to oneself while allowing Jesus Christ to come alive in us. Making disciples can best be defined as being in an intentional relationship which we walk alongside other disciples in order to encourage, equip, and challenge one another in love to grow towards spiritual maturity in Christ. This includes equipping the disciples to make disciples who also make disciples. Real easy, right? And so based on that definition, effective discipleship can be achieved by being practical, intentional, spiritual, relational, vulnerable, and accountable. And disciples are not made and not born. This is the book right here. The writer gave a biblical illustration that I would like to share with you today about disciple making and discipleship. He says that discipleship is not the ministry of any one particular organization or church. It is God's ministry. It has been on his heart from the beginning of time, just as he set up the physical propagation of the human race on multiplying basis, he has likewise set up the spiritual propagation of the human race on multiplying basis. But because of the spiritual battle involved, many would-be disciples disqualify themselves. God's cry to the prophet Ezekiel is his cry today. "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." Have you heard his cry? Will you be that person? Will you be God's disciple maker? And for sure, disciple making is not easy, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, it's doable. Disciple making is challenging, but with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, it's achievable. Discipleship making is perplexing, but with the aid of the Holy Spirit, it's possible. Jesus already paid the ultimate price and the sacrifice by dying on the cross. Now it's his followers, our turn. When we deny ourselves, we take up our cross, follow Jesus. It's a worthy sacrifice. I'll close with this. In 1998, when I became a Christian, I was taught that foundational to my Christian faith was the task of proclaiming the gospel to the whole world, as stated in the Great Commission in Matthew 28:19. I also learned this commission was not only given to the pastor or a few of the select church workers to follow, but we were all commissioned by the word of God to proclaim the gospel to family, friends, and even to receptive strangers wherever we would go. I understood that Jesus could use modern day disciples like you and me to help others become fully devoted as followers of Christ. When we walk with and stand alongside others, helping them to grow in their Christian faith, it is a worthy sacrifice. Being a disciple, as well as dedicating our lives to making disciples, is a worthy sacrifice. The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God. Amen. Okay. That's what I thought.
Thank you, Eva. Once again, a beautiful message. This is one we need to hear. Let's rise and let's make the Lord our vision. Consecrating ourselves.